pay close heed to my every word.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 359. I'm Matt Derson.
Clay Inferno.
What's up, Clay?
What is up, Durs?
What is up? The weather outside is frightful today. It sure is.
I was up at 6 a.m. shoveling Stacy out of her spot because she had to go to work at 7.
Oh, you're a good man. Yeah. You are a... What a nice guy. I don't know if I mean, I can't say I wouldn't have done it, but I wouldn't have been happy. I'll say that. I would have been very, very angry.
You would have done it.
I would have done it. But
only
like,
one of us has a car. So, like, I'm sure it would be the same if you guys had a car. You'd like correct. Sort of be like, all right, well.
Oh man, am I glad I don't have a car.
Yeah, sorry. Totally. Especially on your little hill there.
Oh, well, yeah, it's true.
Can people park there, like right in front of you?
Not overnight. No, you can't park anywhere in Brookline. Well, not anywhere, but I mean, not on the street. There are a few spaces that you can pay for to park in overnight, but.
Yikes. Having a car in the city is scary.
I know, but good for you. I mean, I haven't had a car. It's probably been longer for you, but I sold my car, I think, around 12 years ago now.
Oh, it's been way longer than I like. Only had a car for like I don't know, like a year of my life when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I had cars and whatever. It's kind of funny because a friend of mine just bought a new Range Rover, you know, and it's like wow, like it's got all this technology in it and stuff, and and you're just it's like driving the Enterprise, but I'm just like. Yeah, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like, right.
It's not that impressive. It's nice. I mean, cars have come a long way over the years since I last had one. But I'm just like,
well, if you needed a car to get to work, it's nice to have a nice car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, she used it, but she's like, and I've been saving, and well, you know, like she saved up this really nice car, and good for her. But I'm just like, wow, it's not really. I don't even know. It's the same thing as one of my friends like buys a house. You know, I'm sure you have friends, and you're like, all right. I mean, these are things I don't think about. I mean, obviously, I'd like to buy a house, but like, right. You know, like someday. But it's just funny. Like you're just like, wow, it's not like. But buying a car, you're like, well, I'm not. That is so out there to me.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't ever cross my mind.
Yeah, exactly. But. Hey, good for you getting up and shoveling this morning.
The old core, you know?
Well, that's true. I haven't shoveled. That's another thing, I guess, that's very foreign to me. I haven't shoveled snow in a few years. So, how about that? I don't even own. I wouldn't have anything to shovel it with. I don't own a shovel. I don't own anything. I don't even own a scraper. Oh, well. So, I was thinking of newsworthy things that happened. I'm trying to figure it out. But so one thing I guess I want to talk about, because I'm sure you didn't read it, but in Uncanny X-Men, they've been doing this disassembled storyline. They brought back Uncanny, and they have X-Man. I don't know if you remember X-Man from the Age of Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
So, he's back. Legion is back, the whole thing. And they did like sort of a Thanos at the end of this, wiped out all the X-Men that were there fighting him. And just in with like, not like a literal snap of his fingers, but just like that's it. And they all disappeared. So that's kind of it's kind of an interesting thing, I guess. So they're going to
X-Men disappeared.
The like whole team. No, like literally like almost everybody who's ever been an X-Man.
Wow.
Like, because Jean Grey had like called in all of like the old X-Men, anybody who wasn't there. So, next issue starts this new storyline and whatever. So Cyclops is back, as I said a few weeks ago or whatever on the podcast. And, of course, Wolverine is back. So they weren't there because they're just kind of coming back. So they're going to form this new team of X-Men with them kind of as co-leaders. But since they don't really like each other, it's kind of like, you know, tension or whatever. And, yeah, so it's going to be in sort of a new direction for the X-Men where most of them – I mean, they're not dead. I mean, they're supposedly dead.
Disappeared.
But like, I'm sure they'll be back. It's not like they're just going to kill Jean Grey again. And I mean, she dies every, you know, few years. So, but they kind of did this thing where it's just like the X-Men kind of – like the world just kind of moved along. Like, oh, all the X-Men disappeared, huh? Hmm. And the world just kind of kept going, and Cyclops is here at the end. He's kind of like mad. So I guess, yeah, his deal is he's going to form this new team. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, very well. Who's writing that one?
This was, what's his name? Brisson. Is Eric? Ed? Sorry. Ed Brisson.
Oh, Ed Brisson. Yeah. All right.
And Matthew Rosenberg and Kelly Thompson. So a lot of people contributed to this issue.
Wow.
I think it's because they were doing like, because Wolverine, X-23, whatever is in it, and some of the other X teams all kind of combined. Yeah. They got a couple of different writers.
I don't know if you kicked this gank to the curb, but if you did, I wouldn't blame you. The Return of Wolverine, number 4.
Oh.
Did you read this comic
book? No, I did read this comic book.
And you fidgeted inside.
I kind of did. I don't know.
I kind of did, too.
It's got one more issue left in this thing, so I guess I'll just, you know what I mean, I'll buy it because I'll see how it ends and whatever. But, man, yeah, this Return of Wolverine is not – I don't even get it. Like, I don't even understand this whole long explanation.
And there's, like, body doubles or clones or something. And
yeah, like, this woman's like, I can just bring the dead people back.
I did like the rocket, I don't know what you call it, like, straitjacket thing that they shoot.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Slams him and keeps him clawed to the wall. That's, like, the one good thing about this.
Yeah, like, the rest of it is this long explanation about who this woman is and why she is doing this, like why I still don't get it.
And here's something else I don't explain. Why is there like, why are they going to the space shuttle?
I know at the end she's like, if you just come, I'll tell you why, how you came back to life, and I'll give you all, because he doesn't remember everything. Yeah. So she's like, yeah, like if you come with me, I'll tell you everything. And he just kind of goes, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell? Like, this is Wolverine we're talking about.
I don't really dig on his new powers either. And now they're saying that, like, if he uses too much of the laser heat sword part of his claws, like, it takes away from his, like, ability to regenerate.
Yeah, his healing factor kind of.
So he gets to choose. He could either be regenerative or he could use his.
He could have fire claws.
Fire claws.
I mean, it's pretty weird after like 50 years or whatever. I don't know. I mean, to just change it up. Yeah.
I hope they just kind of like decide it's. They don't even talk about it. They just decide not to do it anymore.
Yeah. Let's just forget that.
For a while. You know what I
mean? That ever happened. Right. I guess if you use it once in a while. Or something, you know, but maybe I doubt they will.
Something can happen to him so that he loses it. That would ultimately, I think, that would make me the most happy. That's the best way to deal with it, in my opinion. just like, I agree. I got hit by,
blast,
and now it's,
I can't do that anymore. Yeah.
I'm getting older. I'm getting older. It just doesn't work the same way anymore.
I mean, yeah. I guess it's just so weird. Like, so she's like, if you want, I'll tell you, you know, everything. You just got to come with me. And then he just goes, all right. Like, I mean, like, he literally says, it's like, he doesn't, this is Wolverine. Why doesn't he go like, I'm going to fucking cut your head off and then I'll shove it up your ass. And then you, he could take your explanation and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And then I mean, Wolverine. Head up your ass.
Yeah.
Like, head up your ass and then your explanation. Both of them. Right up there.
It's so weird. But yeah, they get in like the space shuttle and thank God it says like to be, it's next, the end. So I assume that means that's the end of this.
Yeah. There was bad issue that story. Like, that I liked, but you didn't like, but now I'm more just kind of like, let's get this over with. I liked it really at the first two issues I liked a lot, and then three.
Yeah.
On to this one is just
it's gotten like, worse, I think, with each successive issue.
It has gotten worse. I agree with you. Looking back on last issue, I mean, I liked the fight. I liked the fight on the little boat.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No, I mean, looking back, I feel like that one was way better than this one. So, you know what I mean? Like, issue one was okay. Issue two was like, well, it's not quite. And then issue three was like, oh, this is really. And then issue four was like, so, like, even worse. Like, they've just literally gotten worse with each successive issue.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, I would kick this gang to the curb, but I feel like there's only one left. I'll finish it.
Yeah, you can't like start a miniseries with four of them.
And then, if this was like a 12 issue thing, forget it. I think that
was some of those Daredevil ones, like it was last year or something.
Yeah,
it was like Daredevil villain one shots or
those
like minis or something.
Those weren't that good. I bought the Kingpin one.
Yeah,
and I think that was it. I don't think I bought any of the other ones. So yeah. But yeah, when they're only like five issues, you're like, well, all right. You know, here's $4 that I'm just going to throw away.
There was also the short Wolverine story in the Marvel Comics Presents is back.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Did you see that?
I didn't buy it, but I saw it.
I grabbed it because it was Cap and Namor. And I think I've said before, I like short stories. I like when people can do an 8-page story and just have it be, you know.
Yeah, like contained. And
contained. Good storytelling exercise. You can see how,
that's
how
right.
talented everybody is, you know.
It's hard. Hard to do.
Yeah, so there's a Wolverine story in here with Charles Soule. And all these were kind of like based in when Wolverine was like in World War II, and so was the same thing with Namor, because they're bringing Namor back a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's gonna bring all those guys back. He was in Avengers recently, and he was like a bad guy. He was all pissed off, and he was getting Atlantis to like rise up and whatever. And then I feel like they kind of just dropped the storyline.
I think they're maybe picking it back up in Invaders. Invaders number one.
Oh, Invaders. That
as well.
Look at you buying all the new number ones.
I kind of like the I like Marvel Comics Presents because I just think back on it fondly of those awesome Wolverine stories, you know? The Sam Keith stuff. And
Yeah, back in the day.
Weapon X, all that.
Yeah, those are big. I was like, oh, big okay. things for Wolverine.
I don't really care about the Invaders all that much, but
was it any? Was it good? Invaders. Was it?
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
Like the '40s guys out there. That's neat.
Yeah, we got Winter Soldier and Human Torch. I forget his name. You know, the or like original Human Torch.
Right.
Cap.
He was called the Human Torch, I think. Yeah, Cap, he has Bucky. Like
a first name, James.
He's like an android.
Yeah. But that story was that was pretty decent. I don't know. I might kick it to the curb, not because it's a skank.
just because. I hear you.
I just want to try it and then whatever.
Yeah, try it out. If it doesn't work, you can break up. You can always move on. I did. I'm thinking the same thing with Black Widow. Black Widow number one.
Yeah,
I also
got that.
It was okay, but I don't know. It was fun. Okay. I like
the fun art. Robot stuff. The art was cool.
Yeah. The art was cool.
They're fighting classic the Mad Bombs.
Yeah. So she's So what the deal is, I guess she was dead too. I don't know.
I did not know that at all.
Yeah. I think I forgot.
Nor did I care.
No, I didn't care. So anyway, but I guess she's back for whatever reason, and she wants to kind of let loose a little bit. She does this thing with Captain America, and he's like, "No, we don't kill." And so she's like, "Fine." So she like goes sort of undercover or whatever in Madripoor. So speaking of old school Wolverine, she's like dressed up as Patch.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's kind of cool.
Old school Wolverine. Yeah, so whatever, and that's her thing. She's gonna go and fuck some shit up down there.
I like the art in this. It's cool.
I like the art quite a bit. Yes. I mean, I'll buy a few. We'll see how it goes. And, you know, if it's still good, I'll keep buying it. If not, I'll kick the skank to the curb.
Right.
Flaviano is the artist. So these writers, Jen and Sylvia Soska.
They're sisters or something, right?
Yeah, and they're horror movie directors. I don't know what they directed. That would actually be a good thing to probably look up because then we don't have to look stupid. But. They're like, you know, some of those, they bring in those outsiders sometimes to write comics. Soska. Jen, actress, actually. So apparently she's.
Oh, very.
Yeah. Known for American Mary, Rabid, Hellevator, See No Evil 2. See No Evil 2. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of horror movies. Hellevator sounds like it's a TV series. That's weird. But anyway, yeah. So
that's it. That sounds cool.
Yeah. So we'll see how like I said, how Black Widow goes.
I guess a little related to that is Winter Soldier number 2. When I first got the first issue of this, I thought it was going to be like a like he was going to just have a different mission every week where he rescues somebody and puts them in, like witness protection.
Yeah. 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 That's what you talked about. You said that.
Cause that's how they set it up as. And then this issue is completely different. And it kind of like, it kind of reveals like this kid who's dressed up like Bucky, almost like he could be a little sidekick, but he's bad.
Oh,
being raised by Hydra, it's kind of like the opposite, like, relationship between Cap and Bucky, like, in the, you know, on the nice side, like, on Hydra, like, there's this, like, really evil dude, and he's, makes him kill, like, these two people in the diner, so, and then knocks all the food on the floor, and he's like, eat it! Yeah, oh so he, God. Like, he trains his kid to be a killer, but then the kid, like, kind of dresses up like Bucky, so it's almost he's almost like a Robin, or like a young Bucky, and then but in Winter Soldier, basically through like some fighting and stuff, like steals the kid and is like trying to reform him and make him the new like Bucky to Bucky,
right? Bad Bucky,
but he's bad. He's like, but he's way worse than Jason Todd. He wasn't like stealing tires. He was like, he's a killer. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I just like, you know, it's only two issues in and two vastly different stories. And even if they go back to the FBI thing, I think that'll be cool. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's cool to have different. Yeah, I like that.
And they're developing this new character who's like a little. He's like a badass version of. He's like. Opposite Bizarro World, like Kick-Ass, where he's like a little kid and he's like
right
jacked up, but he's like really bad because he's been working for Hydra and killing and murdering everybody.
Oh.
Well. See if we can turn that frown upside down, make him.
There you go, turn that frown upside down. So one more book, I guess, and then I pretty much that's all I. read this week, but so that Man Without Fear, I didn't know. We just talked about issue 2 a couple weeks ago, or was it last week? Whatever it was, issue 3 is already out. It looks like this is going to wrap up pretty soon. I said, like, man, it would be so cool if they keep Daredevil dead for like ever, or not dead, but he, you know, not Daredevil. Matt Murdock is alive, but he's not Daredevil. So I would think that'd be cool if they do it for like just years. But he's coming. Apparently, they're going to have a Daredevil, you know, series called Daredevil soon. So, with but Chip this Zdarsky, one,
right?
Yeah, Chip Zdarsky. But this one is actually pretty cool. So I guess it is weekly. So he's in.
Well, there we go. Another. This is yet another week where I didn't. First of all, I didn't read that one that from last week, and I didn't see it again this week.
Wow. This is, yeah, this one's, it's, because it doesn't have a Daredevil logo, you know, it's actually called Man Without Fear. So anyways, I'll give you the quick and dirty, but it's kind of cool. So he's in a wheelchair and he's trying to like, you know, they do that thing where like, you see it in movies all the time where he's like trying to walk and he's holding the bars and the, you know, whatever. So he's got all like Iron Fist, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones kind of all come to see him individually. And like, so he can walk, like help him walk, I should say. So, and meanwhile, he's telling them, I quit, I'm retiring, whatever. Like, I am not going to be Daredevil anymore. And so like Iron Fist is like, nah, don't buy it. You know, you're Daredevil. You'll be back. And then, you know, Luke is kind of like, you know what? Yeah, you've done enough. Just take care of yourself, you know, kind of thing. Because part of the story with this is that it's not just like the recent tragedy that befell him. He's just years of being beat up has taken its toll on his body, and he really can't
like do an it. Old boxer.
Exactly. So, and Jessica Jones is kind of like saying, like, no, you know, you're Daredevil. You don't give up. Don't Anyways, play. And then they also kind of have this storyline where they show them stopping a bad guy like in the past and whatever. Uh-huh. So that's kind of cool. Like that's interspersed with him in the wheelchair. But they kind of get to the when we get to the end. Jessica's like telling him, "Okay, I get it. So now you are afraid." You were the man without fear, but now you're afraid because if you like, if you give up, then you don't have to worry about what would happen
right
when you get back out there. And so you're afraid, and he's like, and he's all pissed at her, and he's saying, get out! And he screams at her, and she leaves him sitting there in the wheelchair. So I don't know. I like this book. I have to say, I've been liking it. It kind of snuck up on me in a way because I was like, okay, there's Daredevil. And I'm like, oh, okay, these are good. These are good stories here.
And I've been so, missing it.
Maybe you could just get it in the trade. If it's going to be weekly and then pretty soon they're just going to do regular Daredevil again, I don't, you know, just trade weight for it or whatever. Or buy them all on Comixology.
Yeah, I'll just get
it. Just read them all in a row.
Comixology.
You know.
No bread. You don't have to get a deal with any bread.
Yeah, exactly. Comixology is all good bread.
It's all good bread.
All good bread. So anyway, yeah, that's all I read this week. That was the quick and dirty. But I do want to talk about something else. There was a Spider-Man Far From Home trailer.
Oh, yeah.
You,
I did. I checked that out. So we got Hydro Man.
There's a lot of bad guys in this. Hydro Man, Mysterio, obviously, I think is like the big bad, right? Played by Jake Gyllenhaal. And, yeah, I mean, it looks funny, but it's kind of like, I don't know. Sometimes when you have too much going on, I get nervous about these movies. I'm sure it'll be fine, so he goes on like a little class trip. He decides not to bring the Spider-Man suit with him. That's all fun. I mean, it seems like this Mary Jane MJ that they introduced in the last one is like, that's her. That's like, that's the MJ. She's obviously not the redheaded girl that we all know. One other cool thing before I get to this.
You hit the jackpot.
Well, we'll see. So
we'll see.
There's an actor in this, Zach Barrick, trans actor. MCU's first trans actor, Zach Barrick. I don't know who they are playing, but some high school, you know, kid classmate of Peter Parker. So there you go.
Right on.
Yeah. Good on you.
Very cool.
They really are trying with these movies to, you know, well, I guess in a way, like, you know, Ned Leeds is not, like, he's.
Yeah.
And most of the characters. Yeah. Most of the characters are not white, actually. In fact, Peter Parker is like the only white guy in the whole school.
And Flash isn't like some big dumb jock.
Right. Yeah. He's like, he's still kind of a bully, but he's not like physically beating up Peter. Yeah. He's just kind of like thinks he's a dork.
Yeah. And he's like always calling him a dork.
But he loves Spider-Man. So, which is cool because that was something they did in the comic a lot. Was that Flash loved Spider-Man.
That's why it was awesome when Flash Thompson was Venom, because he like got a chance to like.
Yeah, that was.
He got a chance to be Spider-Man. He's always looked up to him.
So, there was a lot being said that Tony Stark is not in the trailer.
You're correct.
What is your take on this? Do you have a take on this? People think that's because he is dead.
Well, sure. Why wouldn't he be? I mean,
because he's not dead in Endgame. You know, he's in Endgame, but does he make it out of there alive? I guess is the thing. And then, so if he dies,
I don't know how many more movies do you think Robert Downey Jr. is going to do? He's probably done, right? He's got to be done. He has to be first in, first out.
First in, first out. All right. Yep.
First in, first out. Theory.
That's a good theory.
He's still doing it. You know what I mean?
I am too, but I mean, come on. It's good money.
It's a delight. It's a delight. I'm sure he enjoys I don't want him to stop. It's a delight. Right.
It's a delight. Yes.
But still.
All right. I mean, whatever. You're right. So I guess the real question is, does he die in Endgame? And is that the worst thing ever?
Right. Maybe is that what the end game is, that it starts and ends with Tony Stark?
Maybe first. Well, I mean,
it's only one game. Or out of the 42 billion or whatever it is, Doctor Strange said, like, possibilities, like, is one of them that Tony has to die in order to do that, you know?
Maybe. I mean, and Doctor Strange knows that Tony has to die, and that's kind of sad. Like, it makes him kind of.
Look at Khan. You know what I mean? Somebody's got to die.
Wow. And then they bring him back, so it's no big deal.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, but you're right. I mean, like, okay, well, first of all, just because he's not in a 30-second trailer doesn't mean he's not in the movie.
Of course, yeah. They're not going to spoil a lot with these.
Well, that's true. I mean, and it doesn't mean he dies. He maybe just isn't in the movie because they don't want to have to keep paying Robert Downey Jr. to do this.
Sony
has to pay.
But
Happy Hogan
up on that Spider-Verse movie, anyways.
So. Oh, and like, I'm sure they're going to make many more of those. So,
I hope they do. One thing I thought was funny in that was that, you know, Miles' dad, instead of like NYPD, he worked for PDNY, like Police Department New York, or something. And it was weird.
The logo.
He would be like, "Freeze, PDNY," and I was like, "Wait, what did he say?" And then they like showed him, and they showed his badge, and that's what it said,
right?
PDNY. I was like, "Oh wow, maybe they that's how they differentiate the universes there."
Maybe. Yeah, I thought that was a little strange too, but I never, I didn't really.
It just sounded weird.
Didn't think
it sounds backwards because it is.
Well, it is, Well, it's kind of like FDNY, right? It's like the New York Fire Department, I guess, right? But I don't know.
Yes,
I don't
quite. True.
They just put the P in where the F is.
Put the P in where the F is.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds very dirty.
Yeah, it does. Sorry. So, anyways, but so that was the big, I guess not the, but you know how fan theories go these days. So the big theory is Tony Stark dies in Endgame and won't be alive to be in Spider-Man Far From Home, which may or may not happen, or maybe they just don't want to reveal to you that in fact he does die or he doesn't die. Or they don't want you to know either way, so they just don't put him in the trailer. But Happy is there.
And even, you know, like,
flirting with Aunt May.
Even in Homecoming, it was one of the times he was like a bot in the suit. You know, it was just a suit talking to him.
Yeah.
And they did that in that, what was that, Captain Marvel number one?
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah,
yeah. Like the same thing.
It wasn't really him. Yeah.
So, you know, he could just be around. I mean, it's not like it's his dad. He's fucking Iron Man. You know, he doesn't need to be in it.
Exactly. I mean, it just, he was in the first one, you know, not a lot, I guess. I'd he was in like two scenes. You know, like it doesn't.
I feel like he's like the quarterback, you know, just being like, hey, it's cool. You know,
I'm going to sit out this play in a way.
Yeah. Let's just, let's bring this kid in.
Right.
Here.
Well, it worked in the MCU. It worked in the first one because in the first Spider-Man and then Homecoming because like he was still new and he had to like it was part of the story that he was trying to impress him and he wanted to be an Avenger and blah blah blah. I mean, maybe we don't need Tony Stark in this one anymore. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't.
Why are people fucking flipping out about this? I guess.
I don't think story wise you need him there, and I wouldn't care if he was there or not. It just doesn't.
I know it'd be cool. Like, oh look, there's Iron Man, but or this like, is Spider Man's movie.
It would also be cool if it was like Doctor Strange.
Right. It'd be cool if any of them showed up. Ant Man could show up, and I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
And that, I think actually that's even like a cooler move. You know?
Yeah.
We've already seen. You know.
There's an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man? But, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's just funny how people love to delve into this stuff. It really doesn't mean anything one way or the other. Maybe Tony Stark does die. Who knows?
Do you remember when they were always saying, like, the Russo brothers, they released that Twitter thing where it was, like, a picture of Joe Russo sitting at his laptop in an empty studio, and they were like, here's the name of the movie. Like, they created their own hype.
Right.
And then they said that, you know, Doctor Strange says Endgame or something, like, in one of the trailers, and then, like, the directors go back, see, we told you it was, like, in here, but you'd have to find it. It's like, none of that stuff made any sense.
They're just trying to get people talking. I don't blame them. I mean, it's...
But what?
It's what you got to do. But people just go too far with this, right?
They do go too far. And then when it's like them, the picture in the studio, like, did it really say Endgame somewhere or something?
No, but it is a line that Doctor Strange says in the movie. He's right. He's, you know, he says, Tony, we're in the Endgame now, you know.
Yeah.
Because Tony says, why did you give him the, you know, he's like, why did you give him the stone? And he says, it was the only way, and then he just says, the end game now. The power stirred. The time stirred.
Well, yeah. But to your point, Tony Stark doesn't need to be in this movie.
No, he doesn't need to be in it. No. And it doesn't say anything. Yeah, happy and Aunt May.
With Aunt May.
Yeah, look at that.
That meme that was going around about the 10 years. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see the one with Aunt May 10 years ago, and it was from the Tobey Maguire Aunt May?
Oh,
and then they were like, Aunt May now?
Oh, that's funny. No, I didn't see
it. It's really funny.
It is kind of funny. I mean, all the different Aunt Mays, really. Because what's her name? Was it Sally Field? Who the hell was that?
Yeah, Sally Field.
Was Aunt May... In the Andrew Garfield ones?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's good that they have, like, a younger, you know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know, it's just a completely different take on Spider-Man in general. So, like, if they're going to have, like, all these sort of, you know, different, you know, races playing different, you know, characters or whatever, like Mary Jane's not the redhead girl, like we always said, like we said.
Yeah, and they live in an apartment, not like kind of like a house.
Yeah, like the house out in Queens or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I like that Tony Stark calls her his unusually attractive aunt.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so Far From Home, that's it. That's the news. Here we go. That's not even that. There's a billion. You know what? Like, I keep getting these things. I don't know why. My phone keeps saying, like, here's an update about Avengers Endgame. And then I click on it like a dope. And it's just like, this fan theory suggests that blah, blah, blah. You know? Yeah, it's like, what? I mean, it's fine that you have theories, but that's not really news, you know?
Right.
Just leave that shit on Reddit. What do I care? Like, it's right. Just clickbait, you know? And stupid me clicks on it because I'm like, oh, maybe there's actual news.
So are you excited or do you have any news about Captain Marvel?
I don't have any news that we don't already know, except I went out and bought the movie variant cover of Captain Marvel number one.
Nice.
And then I pre-ordered the movie variant for Captain Marvel 2 and 3 because...
Very well.
Yeah, because... Well, I hope if they're anything like this last shitty cover... But also I want to have the movie variants because they were pretty cool looking. So I pre-ordered them from TFAW.com. No matter what you're into, they've got just the thing for your collection.
Now that... remember we were talking about the Stan Lee covers? There's something new that's annoying in the Marvel cover space. Let's just talk about it for a second.
Okay.
80 years of Marvel covers. And when I went to get Amazing Spider-Man, the only copy they had was this one that has like the two-gun kid and Hyde kid. And it has all of the old like Marvel Western guys. It's like there's three of them. I forget their name. And then behind them is like all the old Marvel monsters, like the monster from Fantastic Four and Fin Fang Foom and like, you know, those things. But that was the only copy of this Amazing Spider-Man.
This week. I think I did see that, but I bought the regular cover with Spider-Man and J. Jonah Jameson on it, like swinging and whatever.
That's what I get. Sometimes I have to go into the shop on a Thursday. A lot of the bread is picked through and just.
I know, on a Thursday. Well, that's, you know, it's not kind of funny because.
But it's only one day after. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's only. I guess. Are they just not buying enough copies? Or are they not buying enough because they know that they're just going to sit around if they don't sell them all? Or what's the deal? Like, how is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, The Amazing Spider-Man.
Because that happened to me too recently.
It was there. It was there. I just had to get this cover that I didn't want exactly. You know?
Yeah, I hear you. But I've done it too, and it bugs me when you don't have your choice. But.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really care about the covers, really. I just want to.
Well, I guess as long as
lost,
right,
in like my reading order,
right? Because you're like, oh, that's actually Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, especially for Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, it's funny because they do it a lot. They just did it with Fantastic Four, right? Where they did like, oh, here's the Fantastic Four villains covers and whatever. And you're like, all right,
cool,
yeah. So I don't know.
Not reading that book at all.
No, me neither. But they were across all comics, you know, like, oh, Old Man Hawkeye with a Fantastic Four villain cover. I'm like, thanks. What is one? That one has nothing to do with the other. Whatever. But yeah, it's tough when you don't have a choice, I guess, is the question. That's the thing. It's funny because we go to the comic store every week, and I know we've talked about this, but like, they will pull them for us. You know what I mean? Like, they'll pull them for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm like you, just like to go and pick up my own bread. I like to pick my own bread.
I enjoy the bread. And also, you know, that since I got, like, I felt like I got screwed the last time I couldn't get, like, my G.I. Joe Real American Hero a couple times in a row. Like, I've been collecting that since I started collecting comics, so...
Right.
I had them put that on the subscription list, and I said, prioritize me Larry Hama's sketch variant covers, but otherwise I'll take whatever cover
you want. So they
get a variant.
So they just pulled G.I. Joe, Real American Hero for you. That is literally the one book that
the
you...
The one book. And the, I mean, I think they... I think if there's another G.I. Joe that's not like a dumb licensed one like G.I. Joe Street Fighter or whatever. But if there's another G.I. Joe, I think they'd pull it for me too.
Right. But I mean, some people pull like 20 books every week. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, that's... But like, since I guess since we like to kick skanks at the curb sometimes...
Yeah, too. We
That's another reason I don't want them pulling it for me, because I would literally keep going.
I want all the Batman books because I'm not reading Detective right now. Or if they go right. like a Penguin one shot, but I don't want it. I'll be like, well, yeah. you just ordered that for me. I didn't want it.
Yeah. But I mean, they don't care. They'll just put a they'll just, well, that's exactly what it is for me too. But I mean, the store people, they'll just put it back out. They don't care. It's not like they spent their own money on it.
Yeah, but they ordered. Then they
it's more work.
It, but you yeah. didn't buy it, you know. So
yeah,
I think they expect those.
I know. Well, it's funny because I used to go. A coworker of mine years ago. We used to sometimes walk to the New England Comics, the one in Alston, when it was still there at our, on our lunch break, and he had a
subscription. Would you
he
go had to the stuff. Shelf? Look for he, a comic. You wanted to
well,
buy?
He would do it. No, he would say, "I'll." They're like, oh, hey, and they would hand him his sub, and then he would still walk and see if there was anything coming out that he didn't subscribe to. Or just wanted to grab. And then sometimes, though, he would take them out and put it, you know, just put a bag. Like, nah, I don't want this one anymore. And yeah. He would go up and, you know, they would say, is there anything you want to drop? And sometimes he would say, yeah. Sometimes he would want to add. And I don't know. It just seemed like, seems like you know what? Seems like it kind of is. Like, I could do this myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like because I'm such a like a dork, I guess. Like, I don't know. But like, if they said, is there anything you want to drop? I would just say like, no, even though there probably would be something that I kind of, and I would just buy it. I would have
You'd
it
buy
for
it
months.
Anyways.
Yeah.
You'd
just because I don't want to bother them.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, don't worry about it. I mean, they don't care, but in my mind, it's a bother.
They don't care, but they probably do care because they have to like, I see them pulling the books for people. You know right. what I mean? I see them yeah. like getting the people's subs. Like, it's an extra part of their day. It's, I'm sure it's like, you know, it's just a regular part of their day. But you
right.
know, if you're pulling books and then you don't buy it, that would make me feel bad every time.
I know. That's how I am. And it's not, I mean, it's just for the convenience, I guess. But like, I heard him on, when I was there the other day, I heard the, last week the guy was on the phone talking to someone. It sounded like he was he was saying like the guy wasn't going to be able to come in for a couple weeks. I think he was, I don't know if he was in the hospital or something, but he had some kind of medical issue. It seemed like I only heard half the conversation, but, and he was like, no, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Like, we'll hold them for you.
Right.
And you know, and it's when you're a regular, then obviously they do that. Like they're very nice.
Well, but, some people only pick up their comics like once a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They might just have a subscription and then go at the end of the month and be
right.
like, okay, here's like...
Okay. Then they have like a giant pile of shit.
$300. I know. Have you seen those people like either on subscriptions or not, but they like, they're getting like hundreds of dollars worth of books? It's crazy.
I can't even read the ones I buy. I buy like five like a week. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm like, where do you put all this shit? For one thing, these guys are buying, but not even that. Like some of these guys, they go and they literally just buy almost everything that's out there on the like the new arrivals.
Yeah.
Like, damn, man, you guys are really. But I don't know. I mean, I guess look at me. I mean, you and I probably have a comic book. We could have open our own store just with our back issues. Probably
that's true.
But. I don't know. Where do these people, like, they must have huge, like, just long box after long box. But whatever. Hey, at least they're reading.
They are.
That's what my mom always said. When I was a kid.
My mom said that too.
Yeah, she's like, I was just glad you were reading. That's pretty funny.
And my mom was just, like, a big fan of books and, like, imagination and stuff, and like she loved to read like mystery books that kind of like paints a big like word picture and you just totally escape. Same as comics, you know?
Right. Well, because I asked her once, you know, after there was a lot of talk. I was reading about, like, you know, like the seduction of the innocent and stuff like that. And I was like, some people think comics are, like, bad. And I asked my mom. I was like, why did you let me read them? She's like, I'm just glad you were reading something. Like, nice. Eh. Yeah, and it is – does. You get to use your imagination a little bit. You know, you put the voices in and everything. It's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's it. Okay, I don't know. You got anything else?
One thing that I have been enjoying is this Bendis Superman.
Oh, comic. Very good.
And Superman, John Kent, little John, little Superboy.
Right.
Son of Kal-El and Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Jor-El took him into space. And
right.
It was one of those things where he took him into space and he grew older by the time he, like, got back here because of, you know, like, space time. Like, okay. It was only a couple weeks down here, but it was for him, it was like, you know, 10 years or 5 years.
Oh, and, my.
With Jor-El. And when he initially went to space, he went out there with Lois.
Yeah.
Lois, Jor-El, and John, and then Lois came back. She's like, oh, I'm not really needed here, or whatever. So they kind of, like, flash back to that time that Lois was in space, and Jonathan's back now, except he's, like, older. He's regular, like, teenager, like, Superboy age. Huh. And he's had all these...
It says he's 17. This says he is 17 years old. I'm reading about it right now.
Yeah, online. So it was a really good issue. And even when they show Lois out in space, she gets her own super woman costume with the seal of the House of El on it because, like, a lot of people respect it and, like, they think she's, like, royalty, basically. Like, oh, you're Superman's. You're in Superman's family, like, you need to help me and all that stuff. But yeah, so basically at the end of the story, Jonathan's kind of telling his parents, like, what went down out there. And he's saying, like, Grandpa's crazy. So he's only coming back because while Jor-El was training Jonathan and they were having all these adventures, something happened. So I guess we don't know what yet, but okay. This is very, very good stuff, man. Very cool.
Okay. I mean, I guess I kind of kicked the Bendis Superman to the curb, but I was enjoying it. I mean, not enjoying it, but I was kind of just like, all right.
Along for the ride.
It's fine. Yeah, it was along for the ride.
Yeah, it's fine.
But maybe I don't know. I do have a bunch that I never read. I think that was it. I just haven't. I kind of fell behind.
This is issue
7.
It's issue 7. So.
I'm not that far behind. I think I have probably up to like 5. Once they stopped doing the David Mack covers, I think I kind of was like, all right, never mind. But
yeah, you kicked that skank right to the curb. Well Action is good too.
Right. You know, and I also kind of got confused which one was which.
Yeah. But what's good about it is having Bendis write both. There's not, you know, like, he's controlling the whole story, you know? It's not like
two
writers are writing the same hero. So
what's going on with Superman? Yeah. Well,
that's about it, you know?
All right. Yeah, so let's. I do want to say then. I only briefly touched on it, I think, but I didn't want to go too full in. But I will be – if you're in the Boston area and you want to go hear about some comic book villains as well as movie villains and TV villains and stuff, come out to GBH on Thursday the 24th. And I'll be there. I'll be on the – I guess it's not a panel, but it's like a – I'll be part of the event. I'll be up on stage talking about comic book villains. So that's really
cool. Did they send you any more information, or you just
I had a phone call with them and the other speakers and the hosts, and just kind of, you know, what are you going to talk about, and what would you like us to ask you about, kind of thing. It's almost like prompting you to. So
Very cool.
Yeah, it should be fun. So, yeah.
Check that out.
Check it out. I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, and if they go to our website and they look on events, it should be prominently displayed.
Oh, well, thank you, Clay. Mm-hmm.
I sent out an email to everybody. I said, don't miss Durson.
Oh, excellent. They said, they wanted me to put it out there. So
we're putting it out there.
You did. Yeah. It should be fun.
Very well.
I want to talk about, going to talk about the Joker a lot. So
I figured you would talk.
Get ready.
Love that Joker.
Well, I would kind of want to touch on this thing that they're doing soon. I don't know when, but DC has been kind of talking about doing this Three Jokers book. Where they're kind of reveal that over all the years, there's actually been three different guys. So interesting. So that's it.
Did you read any of their the Grim Knight? When you do, I want to talk to you about that.
The Batman Who Laughs, that thing?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Well, no, you will like it. I think it's going to tie into that Three Jokers thing because it's also written by Scott Snyder. And Jock is the artist. It's very well. Very well stuff.
All right. Very well stuff. Very good. I will read it.
Because the
art does look really good. I'll say that.
If you like Joker stories,
here's one
for you.
Very well. Well, that's all I got for
best
today.
Best luck to you on the WGBH Studios stage.
Thank you. It should be fun. I elected to do the interview style as opposed to doing like a presentation and then a 5-minute like sort of Q&A after.
Is it going to be like Bill Maher?
I think it's going to be. I can't wait. It's going to be exactly like Bill Maher. I'm a great. I'll swear just like he does and talk about how much weed he smokes.
Nice.
I don't know. It'll probably
Are you gonna put it on TV?
No, I think it's being recorded for the web.
Though. Oh, cool.
So you'll be able to watch it. Awesome. You'll be able to stream it later, I think, but not necessarily.
Awesome. I'm gonna watch it.
I will send you a link.
Future me wants to watch it.
All right. Excellent. Hey, future me will want to watch it too, to be like, how embarrassing was that? Because the other two are one guy writes for the Globe, and the other guy is working on his PhD. So I'm like, all right. So I guess I'm the...
You're the comic book guy.
I'm the comic book guy.
Hey, you've got your degrees. You're a published comic book guy. They want an inside look.
Well,
inside looking out.
They want a different perspective, so that's all.
If it was me, I would ask you to.
Okay. it'll be fun. Whatever.
Very, very well.
Yeah. All right. So that's all I got, Clay.
That's all I got. All
right.
We're not kicking any skanks to the curb because they were skanks.
Right, we just.
But we might be dropping things because they're finishing.
Or we might just
not pick up the next issue because we wanted to dip our toes into the whatever it was.
That's right. So there was a lot of reasons.
Positivity.
Yeah, actually, it was pretty positive. Whew, except that we're turning Wolverine. That was a really negative one. Mostly positive week.
Maybe they can wrap that up real good on the last issue.
Maybe. Hey, Wolverine will be back, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's all I want.
In the end, right. All right, Clay, well, thanks.
Very well.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And, happy MLK Day tomorrow.
Be happy.
So, there we go, MLK. And, we'll see you, chumps, later.
Later, you chumps.
They just put the P in where the F is.